ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. యతో వాచో నివర్తంతే అప్ర ఆప్య మనసా సహ ఆనందం బ్రహ్మణో విద్వాన్ నబిభేది కదాచనేతి తస్యైష ఏవ శారీర ఆత్మా యః పూర్వస్య తస్మాద్వా ఏతస్మాన్మనోమయాత్ అన్యోంతర ఆత్మా విజ్ఞానమయః తేనైష పూర్ణః సవా ఏష పురుషవిద ఏవ తస్య పురుషవిదతాం అన్వయం పురుషవిదః తస్య శ్రద్ధైవ శిరః ఋతం దక్షిణపక్షః సత్యముత్తరపక్షః యోగ ఆత్మా మహపుచ్చం ప్రతిష్టా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి. వి ఆర్ డిస్కసింగ్ ది ప్రాణమయ కోశ, ది కవర్ ఆఫ్ vital airs, and after the discussion of the shira pakshadi kalpana, shira paksha puchadi kalpana, the Upanishad said tadapyeshaha shlokaha bhavati. With regard to the vijnanamaya kosha also, there is this following rig mantra meant to point out the aikyam between the vyashti vijnanamaya and the samashti vijnanam, which we will read. Vijnanam yajnam tanute karmani tanute picha vijnanam deva sarve brahma jyeshtam upasate vijnanam brahma chedveda tasmachena pramadyati sharire papmano hitva సర్వాన్ కామాన్ సమశ్నుత ఇతి. As we said earlier, the ఇతి శబ్దం, it denotes the end of the Rigveda quotation. So here also, the ఐక్యం between the Vyashti Vijnanamaya, the individual Vijnanamaya, and the Samashti Vijnanam is not directly pointed out. It is only indirectly hinted by the Upanishad. How? The Upanishad says, the Samashti Vijnanam alone is doing all the karmas in the form of Vyashti Vijnanamaya. So when I'm using the word Samashti, I'm using Vijnanam. And when I'm using Vyashti, I'm using Vijnanamaya. We already saw the difference earlier in the previous webinars. That means, in every body, the Vyashti Vijnanamaya is there. And who is that? The Samashti Vijnanam alone. When he is obtaining in the individual body, it is known as Vyashti Vijnanamaya. So the total Vijnanam alone, when it is obtaining in the individual body, it is called Vijnanamaya. And therefore, Hiranyagarbha, Samashti Vijnanam, Hiranyagarbha, present in my physical body, becomes I, the Karta, the doer. The Samashti Vijnanam present in my physical body becomes I, the Karta. The same Hiranyagarbha present in your physical body becomes you, the Karta. When it is present in my body, I becomes I, the Karta. When it becomes in your body, you become you, the Karta. In fact, all the Vyashti Kartas are none other than the Hiranyagarbha only, but manifest in individual bodies. Just as, for example, if you have the one total electricity alone is going through each of the electrical appliances, like the light bulb, like the fan, like the, you know, speakers. So it is going through all of them, and all these jobs or actions of the fan, light, etc., that is true, that is all right. But remember, it is one electricity only behind each one of them. Similarly, Hiranyagarbha alone is there through everything. Actually, in the Kathopanishad, when Hiranyagarbha was talked about, ya pranena sambhavati aditir devatamayi గుహాం ప్రవిశ్య తిష్టంతం యా భూతేభిహి విజాయత దట్ ఈస్ హౌ ఇట్ ఈస్ సెట్ ఇన్ కథోపనిషత్. సో ది హిరణ్య గర్భ అలోన్ గుహాం ప్రవిశ్య ఎంటరింగ్ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ ఈస్ రిమైనింగ్ యాజ్ ది డూవర్ ది కర్త అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద ఐడియా హియర్. ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ వాట్ డు వి రియలీ అండర్స్టాండ్? హిరణ్య గర్భ అలోన్ ఈస్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్ యాక్షన్స్. ఎవ్రీ యాక్షన్ ఈస్ పెర్ఫార్మ్డ్ బై ది హిరణ్య గర్భ అలోన్ త్రూ ద ఇండివిజువల్ బాడీస్ ఇండివిజువల్ ఆల్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ జీవాత్మాస్. సో దట్ మీన్స్ ది సమష్టి అండ్ వ్యష్టి కర్తాస్ ది డూవర్స్ ఆఫ్ ద సమష్టి ద టోటల్ అండ్ ద వ్యష్టి ఇండివిజువల్ కర్తాస్ ఆర్ వన్ అండ్ ది సేమ్. సో విజ్ఞానం రెఫర్స్ టు సమష్టి హిరణ్య గర్భ టోటల్. వి హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దిస్ వెన్ వి యాడ్ ద సఫిక్స్ మయ ఇట్ బికమ్స్ వ్యష్టి. వెన్ వి రిమూవ్ ద సఫిక్స్ మయ ద సేమ్ థింగ్ బికమ్స్ సమష్టి ది టోటల్. సో ప్రాణమయ ఈస్ వ్యష్టి అండ్ ప్రాణం ఈస్ సమష్టి. అన్నమయ ఈస్ వ్యష్టి అన్నం ఈస్ సమష్టి. వి హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ సీన్ దిస్ ఎర్లియర్. సిమిలర్లీ విజ్ఞానమయ ఈస్ వ్యష్టి అండ్ విజ్ఞానం ఈస్ సమష్టి అండ్ దట్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ హియర్. విజ్ఞానం ది సమష్టి అలోన్ యజ్ఞం తనుతే ద పోర్షన్ జస్ట్ దట్ వి జస్ట్ రెడ్ విజ్ఞానం యజ్ఞం తనుతే పెర్ఫార్మ్స్ ఆల్ ది యజ్ఞాస్ performs all the yajñas. Yajñas here means all religious actions, all vaidika karmas. It is all performed by vijnanam, samashti vijnanam only. Then we may ask this question, how do we say that vaidika karmas are done by Hiranya Garbha? That question we may ask. I alone do, my vijnanamaya alone does, and if you argue that way, the answer will be Hiranya Garbha alone is manifest in the form of individual vijnanamaya in my body. So when we say my vijnanamaya does it, it is as good as saying that Hiranya Garbha, the samashti, the total, that does it through my body. Okay, not only vaidika karmas, but also karmani tanute picha. Karmani here means all laukika karmas also. The mundane activities like eating, like walking, like talking, all those. So what is the difference between Vaidika Karma and Laukika Karma? Laukika Karmas are those actions which you do even without the knowledge of scriptures, Shastras. If the scriptures were not there, what all actions we would do, they are all called the Laukika Karmas. So we would have protected our body with clothes. We would have washed ourselves, taken food, destroyed our enemies if they disturb us. All those we would have done, and all these are all naturally there with anybody. But Sandhyavandana Karma, Shraddha Karma, Yagas, all those things, if the scriptures were not there, we would not have done any of those things at all. That is why they are called Vaidika Karmas. So all those actions which come to play through scriptural teaching, teaching of the Shastras, they are all called Vaidika Karmas. So natural or instinctive karmas, swabhavikam karmas, all those things, actions, they are all laukika karma, and scripture enjoined karmas are vaidika karmas. So with this, the aikyam between the vyashti and samashti is pointed out here, and that is brought forth. And for both the uttama adhikari and the madhyama adhikari, we already told these two differences. Actually, Uttama Adhikari is the person who can straight away go to Pravilapanam now. The Madhyama Adhikari, he needs Upasana. So for the Uttama Adhikari, he will go to, the Aikyam is meant for Pravilapanam. We already remember this word Pravilapanam. For the Madhyama, the solution. For the Madhyama Adhikari, it is meant for Upasana, for meditation. Now the Upanishad will be pointing out the glory of this Upasana, of this meditation. Even devas, they practice this upasana. That is how glorious this upasana is. Even the devas, gods, they also practice this upasana. Sarve devaha vijnanam jeshtam brahma upasate. Sarve devaha, all the devatas, they meditate upon upasate, meditate upon Hiranya Garbha, the samashti vijnanam, as the eldest, as the most important, the greatest Brahman. Jeshtam Brahma. Because Samashti Annam also is Brahma. Actually, Annam Brahma Upasate, we already saw that earlier when we talked about the Annamaya Kosha. Samashti Pranamaya also, Samashti Manomaya Manasa also, they also are called Brahman. So Samashti Vijnanam also is called Brahman. Then why do we call all of them as Brahman? Because Brahman also is Karanam, is the cause. Samashtis are also Karanam. Samashti Vijnanam, Samashti Annam, Samashti Pranam, they are also Karanam. Brahman also is Karanam. So Karanatva Samanyat, they are all compared to Brahman. But remember, we have to understand this clearly, they are not real Brahman. They are compared to Brahman for the sake of Upasana. Real Brahman is only one, Sachidananda Atma, that we have already seen. So the Kalpana Brahman, the imaginary Brahman, they are four actually now, Annam, Pranam, Manas, and Vijnanam. So they are all the Kalpana Brahmans, whereas real Brahman is only one. Now the Upanishad says, among these four imaginary Brahmans, Vijnanam is superior, Jeshtam. So among the four, Annam, Pranam, Mano, Manas, and then Vijnanam, this Vijnanam Brahman is superior most. So those people who meditate upon Vijnanam as Jeshtam Brahman, and when the Samashti Vijnanam is meditated as Brahman, actually remember, we have to understand this also clearly, when Samashti Vijnanam is meditated as Brahman, Vyashti Vijnanamaya should not stand separate. Because when you meditate upon the Samashti, Vyashti Vijnanam individual also is included in that. It cannot stand separate from that. So the Vyashti Vijnanamaya also should be identified with the Samashti Vijnanam. And the Samashti Vijnanam is meditated here as Brahman, the total. So there are now two-step process. Vyashti Samashti Aikyam, that is one. And the Samashti is meditated as Brahman, that is number two. So Iti Upasate, who Sarve Devaha. Even Devatas, they do Upasana. And so all the Madhyama Adhikaris, they also should do the Upasana. Even the Devas are doing the Upasana. So all the Madhyama Adhikaris also, they should also do this Upasana. And so the next topic will be what? The Palam, the benefit of doing this Upasana. Vijnanam Brahma Chet Veda. Here carefully we have to understand that Veda, the word Veda means Upasate. So the one who practices the Upasana of what? Vijnanam Brahma. The Samashti Vijnanam or Hiranyagarbha as Brahman. The person who meditates upon the Samashti Vijnanam as Brahman. And not only this Upasana should be practiced, Tasmat na Pramadyati Chet. If he does not stray away from Pramadyati Chet, does not stray away from that Upasana, then the following results he will get. If a person does Upasana and does not stray away from that, he gets the following results. Again, we have to remember, Upasana will be efficacious only if a person constantly practices them. If it constantly doesn't practice, they won't bring any benefit. And not only that, that person should become one with the Upasyam. Whatever is the goal, the Upasya Devata, one should become one with that. His thought must be so much saturated with the Upasya Devata that even while living, he must have become almost one with the Upasana, Upasya Devata. So it is just like a person, for example, who is hero worshipping someone. You know, there are a lot of people who hero worship, you know, actors and all those people. Then they constantly think about them. Then the person also begins to act like that, walk like that, dress like that, eat like that. You know, they do all these things. Why? Because if you have someone as a goal, as your role model, as your, you know, idol, whatever it is, then you convert your personality in keeping with that person, that idol. Because the law is what? As you think and think, which ultimately becomes an obsession and even a craze, so you become. That's what you become. The same principle is used in Upasana also. Just for example, if somebody is doing a 2 minutes once in a week meditation or 1 hour a month meditation, that will not work. This is why in Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmara. Mam Anusmara Yudhicha. That's what Krishna said. Sarveshu Kaleshu. All the time you should be meditating upon me. That's what he said.
Okay.
I am muting some people because they are the speaker phone's on and they are speaking. So I'm muting them. Okay. So Tasmat Sarveshu Kaleshu Mam Anusmaram Yudhyacha. That means what? One should become that. That is called Tadatmyam. This is called Tadatmyam. And how do we know that Tadatmyam has taken place at all or not? That also Krishna said in the 8th chapter. Antakale chamameva smaran muktvam kalevaram. Whatever you are totally identified with, that thought alone comes at the time of death also. That is why all noble thoughts should become habitual to us. At the time of death, our free will not work. We will be only mechanically, every action will be reversal only. We will be in the reversal mode. So if the thoughts have to think nobly, it will not come out of free will at that time. That is why it should be made almost mechanical, that over a lifetime, a person should engage only in noble thoughts, so that it will become mechanical at the time of death also, that will just come to those persons. So if throughout the life, I have been thinking of money only, at the time of death also, money thought alone will come. For the Jadabharata, people who know the story of Jadabharata, at the time of death, only the deer alone came to him, because he was so much concerned about the deer. What will happen to that deer after his death? So only that thought came to him. Actually, nowadays, a lot of people have got these pet animals like dog and all that thing. And they are worried when they die, what will happen to that dog? And when that is the thought which way they are going to die, then we will know what they are going to become also of that sometimes. So one has dog vritti, dog thought about the dog. So that alone will end up in his final death, that journey also. So he will also perhaps bark next. So tasmat na pramadyati. One should stray away. One should not stray away from the thought till one's death. That's what the Upanishad says very emphatically. Then what is the phalam? What is the prayojanam for this? Sharire paap manohitva sarvan kaman samashnute. He drops all the papams, all the sins in the physical body itself. That means what? He becomes free from papas. So papa nivritti. He becomes free from all sins. The papams are dropped in the annamaya, pranamaya, the koshas. They are all dropped off. So sharire hitva, having been freed from all papas, all sins, having dropped them in the body. Here also there is a small detail we should remember. That sarva papa nivritti does not mean total papa nivritti. Because ajnanam or ignorance also is considered a papam. That will still continue since he is still a upasaka only. Till he becomes a jnani, ajnanam will continue. So when we say all the papas will be dropped, all other papas may be dropped, almost they will be dropped, but ajnanam will continue. So apekshika eva natu atyantikam. Otherwise, if we by upasana itself, all papams can go away. Then kim artham brahmajnanam? What is the need for brahmajnanam at all? There is no need. Therefore, apekshika. Apekshika means relative. So in the relative sense, he will drop all the papas. And also sarvan kaman samashnute. He attains all the desired objects. All the objects. Kama prapti. So papa nivritti is one prayojanam. All papas are going away. And kama prapti, he gets all desires fulfilled. So the palam is freedom from papa and sarva kama avaptihi, acquirement of all desired objects. And here also we should be careful. When we say sarva kama avapti, that is also apekshikam only, relative. Almost all desires can be fulfilled. Not that absolutely every desire will be fulfilled. We should remember immortality is not possible. It is also another desire. I want to be immortal. That is not possible because Hiranyagarbha Padam also has an ending. Even if one reaches Hiranyagarbha, that also for a finite life. That's why, you know, we already said that earlier, I think in some other context. Abrahma Bhumana Lokaha Punaravartinaha. Even if one goes all the way to Brahma Loka, still Kshine Punye Martya Lokam Vishanti, a person has to come back after the Punyas are exhausted. So why do we emphasize this so much? Because the expression is sarvan kaman samashnute. That's what the Upanishad says here. Sarvan kaman samashnute. And if you really remember, when we talked about satyam jnanam anantam brahma in the beginning, what did we say at that time? So oshnute sarvan kama ansaha. That's what we said at that time. There also, swaha ashnute, so ashnute, swaha ashnute, sarvan kaman saha. Who? There the context is a brahmajnani. That brahmajnani attains all those kamas, all desires fulfilled. So brahmajnani also fulfills all desires. Here in this upasana, just we described, the Hiranyagarbha upasaka also fulfills all desires. Then both seem to be same. And therefore, only we should differentiate between these two, that their fulfillment of all desires in the earlier case, that means absolute. For a brahmajnani, fulfillment of all desires means they are absolute, total. Here it is not absolute, but it is relative. Then when this upasaka has this fulfillment, when he will have it? He will have it while living. And after maranam, oneness with Hiranyagarbha he will attain. So Hiranyagarbha aikya praptihi after death. Apnoti swara ajyam. In Sikshavali this was all described. Apnoti swara ajyam. Apnoti manasaspatim. Vagpatis chakshushpatihi. Shrotrapatir vijnanapatihi. Etattato bhavati. Akasha shariram brahma. Satyatma pranara mammana anandam. Shanti samruddham amrutam iti prachina yogyopa asva. So Sikshavali it was says that Hiranyagarbha will get mana anandam, shanti, all those things he will get. Apnoti swarajyam, he will get all those things. That is the highest in the relative field. All these are all only apekshikam. They are only relative. They are not absolute. So this is sakama upasana palam. If a person does this upasana, expecting something, this kind of sakama, this is the palam he will get. If it is done with the nishkama, without expecting anything, then the person gets fitness for self-knowledge, for brahmajnana yogyata praptihi. He gets, or pravilapana yogyata praptihi. He gets the fitness for getting brahmajnana. So that is the benefit of doing it as a nishkama upasana. Because a mumukshu is not interested in Hiranyagarbha padam at all. He is not interested in the Hiranyagarbha padam. For him, sarvam jivitam alpameva, as Nachiketa told in Kathopanishad. All these things are all only alpam. They have no value at all for him. He doesn't care for any of them. So with this, the Rig Mantra quotation is over. And the Yajur Mantra, the Upanishad, that will conclude this prakaranam, this Vijnanamaya Prakaranam, this inquiry into the Vijnanamaya, by giving a very special title to Vijnanamaya, as it gave in the other Prakaranas also. It says, namely, what is the title it is going to give? Sharira Atma. Tasyaisha eva Sharira Atma yah purvasya. So Vijnanamaya is the Sharira Atma. Why it is called Sharira Atma? Because it is within the Manomaya Shariram. It is within Manomaya Shariram. So Tasya Yesha Eva Sharira Atma Yah Purvasya. Yah Purvasya means what? Again, we have to understand clearly. Tasya Purvasya Manomaya Sharirasya Sharirasya. For the previous Manomaya Shariram. For the Manomaya body. Yeshaha Vijnanamaya. This Vijnanamaya Shari is Sharira Atma. The inner self. So Vijnanamaya is inner self. Manomaya was inner self. Pranamaya was inner self, Annamaya was outer self. We have to remember all that thing clearly. Vijnanamaya, Manomaya, Pranamaya, they are all inner selves. Whereas Annamaya was outer self. All these are all called self, only temporarily, we should understand. Till you go to the next kosha, you can call it a self. The moment you go to the next kosha, it becomes again Annamaya, Pranamaya, Manomaya, etc. That is the stepping stage only. So once we come to Anandamaya, all these will not be self at all anymore. Outer self or inner selves, they are not Atma. So they are all Anatma. When you come to Anandamaya Kosha, that analysis. So now that Vijnanamaya is over, now we have to still go further. The next Atma that we will read now. Tasmat etasmat Vijnanamayat Anyontara Atmanandamayaha Tenaisha Purnaha Savayesha Purusha Vida Yeva Tasya Purusha Vidatam Anvayam Purusha Vidaha Tasya Priyame Vashiraha Modo Dakshina Pakshaha ప్రమోద ఉత్తర పక్ష ఆనంద ఆత్మా బ్రహ్మపుచ్చం ప్రతిష్టా తదప్యేష శ్లోకో భవతి. సో యాజ్ యూజువల్ ది ఉపనిషత్ సేస్ ఆత్మా అన్యః, ఆత్మా ఈజ్ డిఫరెంట్, రియలీ స్పీకింగ్ ఆత్మా ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ డిఫరెంట్. రిమెంబర్ ది అరుంధతి దర్శన న్యాయం దట్ వి కాల్ ఎర్లియర్. సో ఆత్మా ఈజ్ సంథింగ్ డిఫరెంట్ మీన్స్ వాట్? విజ్ఞానమయ విచ్ వాజ్ టిల్ నౌ పాయింటెడ్ అవుట్ యాజ్ ఆత్మా, దట్ విజ్ఞానం ఈజ్ నాట్ ఆత్మా అట్ ఆల్. ఆత్మా ఈజ్ అన్యః. అండ్ వేర్ ఇస్ ఇట్ అవైలబుల్? యూ షుడ్ నాట్ లుక్ అరౌండ్. ఇట్ ఈస్ అంతరః, విదిన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ విదిన్. విదిన్ వాట్? విదిన్ విజ్ఞానమయాత్ అంతరః. ఇట్ ఈస్ విదిన్ విజ్ఞానమయ విచ్ ఇస్ విజ్ఞానమయ. విజ్ఞానమయ కోశ విజ్ఞానమయ. సో తస్మాత్ ఏ తస్మాత్ దాట్ విజ్ఞానమయ విచ్ వాజ్ డిస్కస్డ్ ఇన్ ద ప్రీవియస్ సెక్షన్, తస్మాత్ ఏ తస్మాత్ అండ్ దాట్ విజ్ఞానమయ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్రత్యక్షేణ ఉపలబ్ధ్యమానం, ప్రత్యక్షేణ ఉపలబ్ధ్యమానం విచ్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ బై అస్ యాజ్ కర్త, యాజ్ డూవర్. We have been always experiencing that. So every time when we say aham karta, what we really are experiencing? When I say I am doer, what do we really experience? Vijnanamaya alone. Tasmat etasmat means what was said there and what is experienced here. Tasmat, first tasmat means what was said there, refer to that, and etasmat refers to what is being experienced here. What is experienced here? This Vijnanamaya. So, and interior to that Vijnanamaya is the real self. Means what? The self for the time being. It is not the absolute self. It is self for the time being. Because Anandamaya also is not the true self. We are going to negate that later. And what is the name of the self? Anandamayaha. So, interior to Vijnanamaya, that is the other self, that is called Anandamayaha. So Atma is really speaking Anandamaya, which is interior to Vijnanamaya. So the moment we say Anandamaya is Atma, then we should remember all those stages that we went through in the discussion of Pranamaya, Manomaya, Vijnanamaya, everywhere. So Vijnanamaya becomes, then when the moment Anandamaya becomes Atma, then Vijnanamaya becomes Anatma. That means it is mere Nama Rupa. That means it is Mithya. That means it does not have us a satta, independent existence of its own. And when you remove the satta, it is dissolved into Annamaya and Anandamaya. So this is how all the steps have to be taken. So all these stages are not physical actions. If you really look at all of them, none of them are physical actions at all. They are all steps in the understanding. So wherever we are sitting, right from there, we have to only understand these steps. It is not you have to get up and do something here to understand this. These steps are, there is no action here, and they are all steps in the understanding. So throughout the Panchakosha Viveka, in the analysis of the entire Panchakoshas, we have no steps in action at all, no action involved, nothing to do. We have various steps in the understanding, in the way we relate to them. Those steps alone are pointed out here. It is exactly like what? Like dissolving a pot into clay. You take a pot and say you dissolve the pot into clay. Or take our own example of dissolving the shirt into cotton. We already gave that example of dissolving the shirt into cotton. It is a matter of understanding only. Nothing is to be done at all here. So we have dissolved so far all the four koshas, the Annamaya kosha, Pranamaya kosha, Manomaya kosha, and Vijnanamaya kosha, all four koshas are dissolved and they are all discounted as anatma. That means we have dissolved even the Virat and Hiranyagarbha into Anandamaya. See, when we talked about Virat, when we talked about the discussion of the Annamaya kosha and also the Hiranyagarbha in the other koshas, they are also, all of them are, because they represent the samashti, the total. So when the Vyashti is dissolved, samashti also is dissolved, they are all dissolved into Anandamaya. But for the time being, Anandamaya is the Atma now temporarily till we go to the next step. So here also, the teacher wants to talk about the shape of Anandamaya. If you remember, for every kosha, we discussed about the shape. So the Anandamaya is contained in what? In Vijnanamaya. Anandamaya is interior to Vijnanamaya, is contained in the Vijnanamaya. So Vijnanamaya being the Shariram and Anandamaya being the Shariri, or sharira, we can call it anyway, both are same. So one is the container, the vijnanamaya is the container, and the other, the anandamaya, is the content, contained in the vijnanamaya. So content takes the shape of the container. We already gave the example of water in a container. Water by itself doesn't have a shape, but when it is in the container, it takes the shape of the container. Therefore, the Upanishad gives a shape here. Tena yesha purnaha. Tena yesha purnaha means tena yesha purnaha. The same argument as we gave earlier. By anandamaya, this vijnanamaya is filled. Actually, it's all in passive voice. Normally, we should have said what? Anandamaya fills vijnanamaya is what we should have normally said. But Upanishad says all in passive voice. And therefore, what happens now? Sava yesha purusha vidha eva. Yeshaha anandamayaha. Sava yesha means that yeshaha anandamayaha. Actually, in the previous line, yeshaha is vijnanamaya. Here it is anandamaya. Therefore, in every prakaranam, whether it is pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, in all prakaranams, the first yeshaha will refer to the previous prakaranam, and the later yeshaha will refer to the present prakaranam. That we have to be careful in understanding that. So this anandamaya also is purusha vidaha eva, is purusha akara alone, like the purusha, and it is purusha akara of human shape of it. And is it the purusha human shape of its own? No, Upanishad says no, it is a borrowed shape only. Borrowed from what? Borrowed from vijnanamaya. So tasya vijnanamayasya purusha vidam anu. In keeping purusha vidata manu, that's what it says here. In keeping with the human shape of vijnanamaya, I am anandamaya. This anandamaya also is of human shape. And of course, we should know very well, vijnanamaya itself has got a borrowed shape only. From what? From manomaya. And manomaya itself has a borrowed shape from what? From pranamaya. And pranamaya from annamaya. So anu, I am purusha vidaha. And once it has been given a human shape, this anandamaya is given a human shape, then shira, paksha, puchya, the kalpana has to come. We have to find out what is the head, what are the sides, what is the support, all those things have to come. And that is going to be the topic now. But in the case of anandamaya kosha, this analysis is slightly different from the treatment of all other koshas. Here, lot of differences are going to be there, which we have to know first. We have to understand those differences first before we go into the actual analysis. And now, if you talk about the differences, the first difference is what? In anandamaya, we are not going to get any vyashti, samashti, upasana. At this level, the anandamaya kosha level, there is no upasana. In all other koshas, we had the upasana. You know, for the mandamandimadhikari, there was upasana prescribed. Here, there is going to be no upasana at all. Vyashti samashti upasana is not going to be there. So the moment that upasana is not there, the shira, paksha, puchya, the kalpana also, is they are not meant, because they are for upasana. So they are not going to be there at all, because there is no upasana. So because no upasana is prescribed here. So not only upasana is not prescribed, the following Rig Mantra, that will not talk about Vyashti, Samashti, Aikyam at all. In all other previous cases, the Rig Mantra talked about the Vyashti, Samashti, Aikyam, unlike in the other Prakaranams. For example, in Annamaya Prakaranam, after the Shira, Paksha, Puchyadi, Kalpana, the Aikyam came in the Rig Mantra. What it said there for the Annamaya Kosha? What was the Rig Mantra? Anna, Dvai, Praja, Prajayante, Yakascha, Prativig, Shritaha. That was the mantra that was recited at that time. And for pranamaya kosha, pranam deva anupranamti. For manomaya kosha, yatova chonivartante, that section. For vijnanamaya, again, vijnanam yajnam tanute, the one we just read. So in each of these koshas earlier, the vyashti, samashti, aikyam was pointed out. But for the anandamaya kosha, the Rig Mantra will not talk about aikyam at all. It will not talk about aikyam. And so no upasana is prescribed here. And because there is no upasana, there is no palam also is given for any upasana. So the uniqueness of anandamaya is what? It has no vyashti samashti upasana. And we also should know why it is not prescribed, if we ask that question. There is a reason. For example, if you remember, anandamaya is identical with what? It's identical with karana shariram. That is why actually we do, before Upanishad lectures, we normally do this Tattvabodha. We have to remember Tattvabodha concepts all the time. Those who are not attending those Tattvabodha webinars on Tuesday, if any of you are there who are not attending that, please download the portion from our website, svbf.org, www.svbf.org, under the tab Teaching, and select Tattvabodha. It has got all the, my lecture notes that I gave long time ago. So those notes are all there available. So it will be a good ready reckoner. It's a primer. If you are attending Tattvabodha, perhaps you may know these concepts, you may understand these concepts, but otherwise, please download that and you can go through them. So, and Anandamaya Kosha is equated to Karana Shariram. And in Karana Shariram, the divisions are not clear. For example, the Annamaya Kosha is related to what Shariram? The Stula Shariram. And the Pranamaya, Manomaya, and Vijnanamaya Koshas, they are identified with the Sukshma Shariram. And Anandamaya Kosha here is identified with the Karana Shariram. So, Vyashti, Samashti, Beda cannot be clearly seen at all. Because in Karana Shariram, the divisions are not clear. It is Nirvikalpam. For example, if you go to sleep, in sleep, do we know Vyashti and Samashti, individual and total, do we know at all? When we are awake, we can know. At that time, when we are awake, we can think that I am also one of the students in the webinar. But if we sleep in the class, what will happen? It is all one Aikyam only. There is no difference at all. That means there is no Vikalpa in the Anandamaya level. There is no differences at all in the Anandamaya level. Therefore, Vyashti Samashti division, the individual total division, we can theoretically talk about only here, but we cannot literally experience when we talk about Anandamaya because it is the Karana Sharira. And therefore, there is no Upasana that is prescribed here. And this is one uniqueness of Anandamaya. And there is also another important difference. And what is that difference? Normally, in the previous Prakaranam, for example, one Pranamaya, Manomaya, they were all treated and that kosha was eliminated later. When they were all treated, we go through the full discussion. And from Manomaya to Vijnanamaya, you go, Manomaya is negated. That was eliminated at all. And therefore, Tasmatva, Yetasmat, Pranamayat, Anyantra Atma, Manomayaha. That's what it came. So the previous Annamaya was negated and the Pranamaya was introduced. And Pranamaya was negated, Manomaya was introduced, Manomaya was negated, Vijnanamaya was introduced. So in the same order, what normally we would expect? Similarly, Anandamaya also should be negated and the original Atma, the Sachidananda Atma, the real Arundhati, if you remember the Arundhati Darshanayayam, the real Arundhati, that star should be pointed out. So that's what we should expect. Tasmatva, Yetasmat, Anandamayat, Anyantara Atma, Atma. That's what we should say normally. But we find the Upanishad does not take that course at all. Upanishad does not take this course. The original Atma is not pointed out after negating Anandamaya. It is not pointed out after negating Anandamaya, unlike in the previous cases. The original Atma is revealed along with Anandamaya. It is revealed along with Anandamaya. This is a very, very important difference compared to other prakaranas. This is a very important difference. The original Atma is called in Sanskrit Mukhya Atma or Pratyagatma, Mukhya Atma, that is revealed along with Anandamaya. The idea is what? The four koshas are completely negated. The fifth kosha is not completely negated to reveal the Atma. The other four koshas are completely negated. Fifth kosha is not completely negated because using that only the Atma is revealed. So fifth kosha is retained and the Atma is revealed with the help of the fifth kosha, namely the Anandamaya kosha. Then we may ask, would it not be better to negate the Anandamaya also so that it can be very clear? Why unnecessarily keep it so that only the Pratyagatma or the Mukhya Atma alone is revealed very clearly? There will be no confusion or no doubt. The problem here is what? Once we negate Anandamaya also totally, then the pure Atma by itself cannot be directly revealed by the Upanishad. Once Anandamaya is negated, pure Atma cannot be revealed by the Upanishad directly. when all the upadis, all the media, when they are all negated, kevala nirvishesha atma cannot be pointed out by Shruti, by the Vedas. Why? Again, because of two reasons. First reason is the atma is pure, its pure form is nirvishesham. So it can never be experienced in any way. We have already told ashabdam, asparsham, arupam, arasam, agandam. It has no characteristic of any kind. So how are you going to experience that? So nirvisheshatvat, the Upanishad cannot say this is atma precisely. And again, remember the word this. This is an adjective. It is different from that. When you say this, this is different from that. It is demonstrative adjective. So we cannot say atma is this or that. So the Upanishad has to keep mum only. It cannot talk about that clearly. But we cannot understand anything if it says that also. So it is yato vacho nivartante aprapya manasa saha. That's what we said earlier. This is one reason. So shuddha atmanaha nirviseshatvat sakshat bodhayitum na shakyate. It is not possible. Okay. And the second reason is, when all the pancha koshas are removed, annamaya kosha, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, when they are all removed, the shuddha atma cannot be known or pointed out because it is yourself the subject. The shuddha atma is nothing but the subject, the very person. Therefore, there is no question of knowing or experiencing it or contacting it because it is not an object of knowledge, object of experience or object of contact. Shuddha Atma is not object of contact or object of experience. Therefore, for the sake of communicating the Atma, the Upanishad has to retain at least one kosha. It cannot eliminate that completely. Since the pure Atma is unhandleable. Swamiji used the word unhandleable, cannot be handled. So, vivaharartham koshaha avaseshyate. And actually that kosha is the, for the sake of vivahara, they have to retain one kosha, and that kosha is anandamaya kosha, which is now presented in this discussion as atma temporarily. We have to understand that temporarily. So with the help of the anandamaya, when the Upanishad reveals the mukhya atma, the pratyagatma, the real atma, so the moment mukhya atma is revealed, anandamaya automatically will become a kosha. There is no need to negate it separately. It automatically will become a kosha. So if we follow these steps, anandamaya is first revealed as the atma. And retaining anandamaya, the original atma is revealed. The mukhya atma is revealed. And once you grasp the original atma, the anandamaya itself will become a kosha. So these are the three steps involved. And so the original Atma is also revealed in the Anandamaya Prakaranam. So it is not separately revealed through another Prakaranam. It is revealed as part of the Anandamaya Prakaranam itself. Not after negating Anandamaya Prakaranam, but along with that. Okay. Now, how does the Upanishad go about doing this? And this, there should be a mechanism of this revelation. So what is that? That we will understand once we understand the nature of Anandamaya Kosha itself. And what is Anandamaya Kosha? Is it Atma or Anatma? Because that question also has to be answered. Is Anandamaya Kosha, is it Atma or Anatma? That would be a question. Ultimately, we are going to point out that Anandamaya also is Anatma. Because when there is only Atma, only one Atma, all other things have to be Anatma. Anandamaya Kosha also has to be Anatma. And how do we know that? Because the very word maya indicates what? Modification. We have already seen that earlier. The moment you introduce the word maya, it means modification. Just as annamaya. Annamaya is what? Annamaya is modification of food, annam. Pranamaya is modification of prana, pranavayu. And mayaha means also fluctuating. Because vikararte mayaha. So, and manomaya also is modification only. Right? That is why in the mind also, we find constant changes all the time. There are so many vrittis, so many thoughts, constant changes. Now you are happy, next moment one is unhappy. It's all the time happening. Vijnanamaya also is karta, is the doer. Is constantly modifying. Because what? Now I say I am the doer. Next moment I am saying, you know, another time I am a walker. I am a talker. I am a speaker. I am an eater. All those things. So in all these vivaharas, the karta himself is changing functions and changing into different roles. So if we extend the same argument, Anandamaya also must be a modification of something. Of what? Of Ananda. It should be a modification of Ananda. That means the experience of pleasure. Ananda refers to the experience of pleasure. It should be a modification of that. So Ananda Vikaraha. Vikaraha means modification. The experiential pleasure that all we all have. And as the very word shows, it is talking about various gradations in our Ananda experience. There are so many gradations in the experience. Sometimes we say, I am happy. Sometimes I am saying, I am happier. I am very happy. Sometimes I am very, very happy. I am saying ecstatic. So there are so many gradations in our happiness also. So in Ananda, we see gradation. In the happiness, we see gradation. And so Anandamaya is subject to Vikaraha. Gradation means there is changes. Vikaraha. It cannot be the original Atma. Because it has Vikaras, it cannot be the original Atma. So Anandamaya cannot be original Atma because it has Vikaras. So it must be Anatma only. Because it has Vikaras, it should be Anatma only. So the original Atma is Nirvikaraha, free from all modifications, whereas Anandamaya is Anatma, it is Savikaraha. So we can say that Anandamaya is a kosha which is subject to modifications. The modifications arising from the gradation of various Anandas, which contains what? The experiential pleasure. Now, next question will be, why do we say the experiential pleasure are not pleasure itself? Can say I experience pleasure. Why do we not call it absolute pleasure itself? Because according to the scriptures, Atma also is identified as Ananda. Satchidananda Atma, when we say Sat Chit Ananda, Ananda itself is identified as Atma according to scriptures. And Atmananda, will it have then gradation or not? This Anandamaya Kosha, that is also Ananda. There we have just now established that it has gradations. When we talk about the original Ananda, which is also Atma, according to Satchidananda Atma, that Ananda, Atmananda, will it have also gradations or not? If we ask, no. Atmananda cannot be called experiential pleasure because it is the original Ananda. It is not experiential pleasure. Whereas Anandamaya Kosha is subject to modifications and contains experiential pleasure. Sometimes high pressure is very high. I am very happy. Sometimes low. Sometimes it is non-existent at all. Actually, there are a lot of people. They can never laugh at any time. Always they have a wry face. You can never see a smile in their face at all. Problem is not with their Atma. Problem is with Anandamaya Kosha. That Kosha can never express pleasure at all for such people. So now having defined Anandamaya Kosha, which is a kosha, then subject to modification, and which contains experiential pleasure in it, now we have to go to the next step. How can we say that Anandamaya Kosha contains Ananda? That will be the next question. How do we say Anandamaya Kosha contains Ananda? Because really speaking, the source of Ananda is what? Is only one, which is Atma. For any Ananda, there is only one source, which is Atma alone. Other than Atma, everything being Anatma, matter, inert material, it does not contain even an iota of Ananda. All other things, Anandamaya Kosha does not contain even an iota of Ananda. Any Ananda expressed is because of Atmananda only. So Annamaya is matter, it does not contain Ananda in it. So is Pranamaya, so is Manomaya, so is Vijnanamaya also. So extending the same logic, Anandamaya also being Anatma is also matter. It also must not contain any Ananda at all. But we seem to experience pleasure. And we also seem to experience gradation in pleasure. Both we do. So it must be different from Atmananda, because Atmananda cannot have any of gradations and all that. So these experiential pleasures should belong to Anandamaya Kosha only. The experiential pleasure because they all have gradations that cannot belong to Atmananda, the original Ananda, but that must belong to Anandamaya Kosha only. And Kosha cannot contain Ananda, because look at all the problems. So to explain this, really speaking, Anandamaya does not contain Ananda at all. Anandamaya Kosha does not contain Ananda at all. The very name is actually a misnomer. Anandamaya Kosha, the very name itself is a misnomer, because it doesn't have any Ananda at all. Then what does Anandamaya then? Because we call it Anandamaya. Anandamaya means full of Ananda. That's what we call it. What does it mean then? It consists of very subtle sukshma vrittis, thoughts. Consists of very, very subtle, sukshma, very fine thoughts. Sukshma vrittis alone. That means what? The mind is very, very, very subtle form. The mind is in a very, very subtle form. It is very much withdrawn from the external world and having only ati sukshma vritti. Ati sukshma vritti means extremely subtle vritti thoughts. What happens? When the thoughts are very, very subtle, they become swacham shuddham. When they are very subtle, they become very pure. They become polished, like polishing a stone. You take a marble, a granite, keep on polishing it. It becomes very polished. When a stone is polished extremely well, then what do we find? We may be able to find our own image reflected in the stone when it is polished so much. Marble also is matter only. And if you take cement, cement also is matter. But a polished marble can reflect your image. In one, we can see the image, and the other, we don't see the image. Material is same in both the cases. Difference is one. Difference is what? One is thulam. The cement material is thulam. Whereas the other marble stone is sukshma. So, sthule pradibimbaha nabhavati. In the grass thing, the pradibimbam image cannot happen. Whereas sukshme pradibimbaha bhavati. In the subtle plane, the pradibimbam, the image, that the reflected image, that can happen, reflection can happen. In the same way, when the vrittis are very subtle, when the thoughts are extremely subtle, then what happens? The original Ananda, which is Atmananda, which is the only source of Ananda, that gets reflected. That gets reflected in these subtle vritti, in these subtle thoughts, they get reflected. I don't know, somebody's speaker phone is on. I don't know who is that. I'm not able to find out. All are muted. I don't know how I'm hearing somebody. Anyway. So the Bimba Ananda becomes Pratibimba Ananda. The original Ananda, which is Atmananda, which is the only source of Ananda, it gets reflected in these very subtle vritti, sukshma vrittis, it gets reflected in them. So Bimba Ananda becomes Pratibimba Ananda. So Bimba Ananda is what? Is myself. And so it cannot be experienced by me. The original image is myself, and so I cannot experience it, because I am the experiencer. But I, the original Ananda, can be experienced not as myself, but in a reflected form. I cannot see myself, but I can see the image of myself as a reflection in a mirror. So that can happen. So in the reflected form, when it will happen? When the mirror is of the sukshma vrittis, the mirror of all the sukshma vrittis, subtle thoughts are available. So the tattva vrittis or shuddha vrittis, the mirror of that thing is available. And so what I experience is not Bimba Ananda, the original Atmananda, myself, but the Pratibimba Ananda. In what? In the ati sukshma vrittis, in the very fine thoughts of myself, I see the reflection of my own Atmananda as the reflected Pratibimba Ananda. So in the subtlety or in the purity of the vrittis, there is a gradation. So that is where the gradation arises. In the purity of these thoughts, there could be a gradation. For example, even if you take a mirror, if the mirror is highly polished, you see the image very clearly. If there is a small amount of dirt or something on that, the image is going to be to that extent dirty. If it is going to be large dirt, it's going to be even more. If there is so much of dirt, you may not see the image at all. So in the Pratibimba, there can also be gradation depending on the medium, the mirror, the vrittis. So, and these vrittis with the graded Pratibimba Ananda, they are called Anandamaya Kosha. So Anandamaya Koshaha is nothing but this graded Pratibimba Ananda only, reflection of the original Atmananda through the very, very subtle thoughts of the mind. So we have to understand very clearly, because it is treated so clearly only in Taittiriya Upanishad. In no other Upanishad, this Anandamaya Kosha is treated in this detail at all. So the Anandamaya consists of now two things. One, the Sukshma Vrittis, which have got gradation. The Sukshma Vrittis means all the subtle thoughts. They all have got gradations, the subtle thoughts. And second thing is the Pratibimba Ananda, the reflected Ananda, which also has gradation because of the gradation in the reflecting medium. The reflecting medium, if it is highly polished, you get the very pure image. The gradation of polishing is different. You are going to have gradation in the Pratibimba Ananda. So Anandamaya Kosha consists of vrittis and Vritti Pratibimba Ananda. And these vrittis, these thoughts are graded in three categories called Priya Vritti, Moda Vritti and Pramoda Vritti. There is differences in the gradation of these vrittis, these thoughts. So Priya Vritti is pure, we can call it, and Moda Vritti is purer, and Pramoda Vritti we can call it the purest. So that way, if it is pure, the Pratibimba Ananda is good. If it is purer, it is going to be, you know, we can say I am happy. That is Priya Vritti. In Moda Vritti, what? Pratibimba Ananda is better. So I am happier. In Pramoda Vritti, Pratibimba Ananda is the best. So I am the happiest at that time. But none of these will be permanent, because they are only reflections. None of them will be permanent, because any modification comes. So when you are experiencing the highest of pleasure, what is needed? Just a phone call is needed. The phone call may bring a message. Immediately, the entire happiness may even become unhappiness. So because they are not permanent, they are all temporary, they are borrowed. Only Atmananda alone will give permanent happiness. So experiential Ananda is Pratibimba Ananda. And that is contained in the Anandamaya. And what is Ananda Atma? That is because of which the Pratibimba comes. That original is Ananda Atma. That is more details of that. We have to go through a lot of analysis that we will see in the subsequent webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasa maheshwaraha. Shri Krishna arpanamastu.